Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Easy Emotional and Unknown Easy Old Show. Coming at you again with another episode. And it should be a good one. Today we're going to talk about, of course, once again, Chicago Bulls. And some of the other little topics for the NBA. We'll have a guest on. His name is Ryan, one of good mutual friends. He was a friend that me and Miss Maggie Google me, Martinez was talking about. Bring him on. Hello?
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 What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man? And, folks, like I said, this is old friend, good friend, Ryan Wright. Although, sometimes he is wrong in some cases.
Never. Never. Don't tell these people lies. It's early in the show, Ethan. Don't tell these people those lies.
Hey, sometimes, I still, we're going to get into that question later, but I feel like all y'all was wrong about that question.
All right, we're going to find out.
Yeah. Give a little bit of background. Met Ryan in high school. I believe it was sophomore year. Although I feel like it was freshman. I can't remember.
No, I came sophomore year. We met sophomore year. We started kicking it really like junior year.
Yeah. For you, I was chilling with Pookie. You know. Somebody
yeah,
remember
yeah,
with
I was,
Pookie.
I wasn't around for the Pookie days.
Yeah, that's terrible. Hopefully he's not somewhere on the crack pipe or something like that. But I digress. I think that hit he took from Lafayette might have put him down for a couple of years.
I'm upset I missed that. I didn't actually see that one.
Heard yeah, it, but, yeah. It was tragic times back then. Whoever thought you would just go out of style for playing Pee Wee football. But, yeah, Matt, we had a mutual respect for basketball. I think I was way better than him in most cases.
Oh, these taller. Lies you tell people. These lies you're telling people.
I didn't have the greatest name on the court, but I had a name on the court.
Yep, the drunken master. All right.
Yeah.
You were the younger of the two old urns.
Yeah. And messed up because the old urn still played better.
Hey, you know what? He played better than all of us, so yeah, don't feel too bad.
Yeah. Still be trying to get up with him.
I haven't seen him in years.
Years. You
yeah,
can see
like,
his kids, man.
High school.
Them
what
is,
are they?
I don't know. I think they probably heading, one of them I know probably heading to college, and the other one probably still in high school. But then, man, when I seen them kids, man, they was built.
They weren't small when we were playing with them, though. Like, they were,
I mean,
what were they like? Because I think they were like Adam.
That. I was expecting, yeah. You remember how ripped Adam was as a kid?
Yeah.
That's kind of how they are. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That kind of like steroid, they were getting fed steroids in the womb.
Yeah, the old one almost caught me. I had to get away from that, man. Couldn't play with them boys no more. That's why I was at the gym earlier because I'm trying to get back in shape because this is pathetic, man. I mean, I am bad.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
I don't play anymore.
No, I played with I played with Adam and two of my other homies not too long ago, and a couple times up and down that court, I'm looking for an oxygen machine. It's not pretty.
I remember playing with, I think it was Darius, and trying to see if it was Reg or somebody, but Darius kept giving me the ball, talking about some kill, earn, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to kill somebody. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but you talking to the wrong person. What the fuck wrong with you, man? You the one to be taking this. We ain't the same no more, man.
Nah, none of us are. I think
yeah.
Wilbur maybe, though. Wilbur maybe. I feel like Wilbur's probably gotten better.
Man, Wilbur hasn't gotten no better. He got better at being Wilbur, I guess. That's what he got better at, man. Last time I seen that, man. And I be trying to invite him to the court all the time. Yeah, I'm coming, bro, man. The Wilbers and the Williams are the same. And I told Will to come to the court, too. Yeah, I'm coming, too, man.
Hooper did? Wilbur
yeah.
did?
I tried to get him to the court a couple times.
But, you know, that's my guy. Like, I talk to him all the time. You ain't getting him on that court.
Yeah. Funniest part is he actually had a shot on him. That's about
Yeah, he does. That's literally all. Like, if you give him about 5 seconds wide open, he would.
Right.
Right. But he has to be open because he got to set his feet, look around, make sure no one's jumping at him, pull his jeans up. Check his shoes. So he needs a good 5 to 10 seconds before he's going to pull. But if he gets that 5 to 10 seconds, he will make that
shot.
Yeah,
pretty. Yeah. And the best part is most people leave him open. So.
Potential there.
But just like we get old, I believe this shouldn't be happening. The Bulls are getting old and getting pretty bad.
Yeah. I can honestly say I don't think I've looked at a full Bulls game this year since Wade iced that shot.
And that is
pretty
bad to say, especially for the Bulls fans. Like, the only game I watched, I believe, to the fullest without disappointment was the Cleveland game. And I think Wade just like, you know what, we got to beat you, man. Your team already lost. In baseball,
right.
So we don't have to dog eat today. So
just go ahead and,
I think that was like the only goal.
Well, that's the Chicago and Wade, though. That's more so he's friends with LeBron. He always wants to beat LeBron. So Wade is always going to play his best against Cleveland because, you know, he didn't play the next game either.
Oh, I did not
know
that. But I heard
that
he's first, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the thing that I think Wade was in response of, like, why is everybody is so upset at us when we lose to teams that I guess shouldn't be really counted as a team that they shouldn't be using to. And then when we beat teams that I didn't even know possible to beat, y'all okay with it. But you kind of got to find
balance.
Well,
the problem is, as a Bulls fan, one, we all know that that management made very bad decisions this offseason. You know, they picking up Wade, yeah. That's cool, like, but he's past his prime. You know, he was really just a sell ticket. Same with Rondo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Hoiberg, and you didn't give him the tools he needs to succeed. He's already not a great coach in the first place. You know, so you brought him in because
one person that hasn't said that. Now, one person has upped Hoiberg, like, man, no, he's a great coach. He's going to be good. No, everybody say the same thing. K-Down called him a grammar school coach.
Well, he is, though. He has no control. His players don't respect him. You know, when Jimmy Butler doesn't respect you, something's wrong. Because, you know, Jimmy's pretty – he seems like he's a laid-back guy. He don't give anyone any trouble. You know, he deferred to Rose. He listened to Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
Thibodeau, you know, ran them like slaves. Never heard Jimmy say anything. You get Hoiberg,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden Jimmy's just mouthy. So that says a lot. You know, and they brought him in because they thought he was this great offensive coach. Like, you know, oh, he's going to get us our offense flowing. Okay, well, then give him the tools to do that, though, in his defense. You know,
mm-hmm.
you want someone who's going to get your offense flowing. In this NBA, you need 3-point shooters. You know, that
I will
if you want
say,
a good offense, you have to have shooters.
They have a effective players as far as they can spread the floor, but they aren't consistent. They are
right.
It's an issue when they step on the floor sometimes. Like Mirotić I don't even know what to say about that man. Sometimes he needs so much work. Yeah,
right.
He needs
he does,
so much
they haven't
work.
Had the right coach for him.
Right.
I think Mirotić is inconsistent. What's his name? McDermott is inconsistent.
McDermott. Yeah.
Like when they're on, they're on. But realistically, those are only and Jimmy, those are their only three shooters. You know, and McDermott and Mirotić aren't getting that much, you know, playing time really. You know, then you pick up Rondo and Wade, who are historically either bad or subpar 3-point shooters.
Like I said,
so, I
did say that Rondo is definitely going to have to be more effective in his offense because we know he got defense. We know he can spread the floor. He's definitely a command at point guard. But if you don't score along with that, it's going to be a bloodbath. Now, Michael Carter Williams, I'm glad we picked him up. But, of course, we got him, and hopefully he's not injury-prone. Too much, but he did just come off of injury. So,
yeah, he came off injury, but I don't think he has any. I don't think he had any injury problems in Milwaukee. He didn't have any in Philadelphia. He's a good player, but again, he does not fit Hoiberg's system. I don't know anyone on that team who fits Hoiberg's system. Now, that's the thing. I'm not sure what kind of offense they're trying to run. They have no identity. At least when they had Thibodeau, their identity was all right. We're going to play defense and then give the ball to Rose. Now it's kind of like, well, we're going to give the ball to Jimmy, and that's it. The Bulls are scoring more. I'll give them that. But then so are their opponents are. They have no defense. You know, they're falling apart in third and fourth quarters. They beat the Nets the other day, but it was by what? Like 3 points? Come on, it's the Nets. Who do they have? Can you name a player on the Nets? Like, they have Jeremy Lin. That's the only person I know who's on the Nets. Other than that, I don't know. And then they lost to the Pacers the other day, who, in the Pacers' defense, they're a good team. They just can't get it together. They have the names, but I don't know. Maybe there's a coaching problem or something.
Yeah, and then I was telling Katie, and I was watching the game with the Wizards, where they were so effective in the first two quarters. Like, the first half, it was unbelievable how they was playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see that there's a comparability thing going on there, and then they kind of just lose the flow. Like, they was up by like a dub, and they ended up losing by like almost, I think, like 10 or 12 points. So it's just like, I don't know how you get such a great flow in the beginning and finish so weird, finish so terrible.
I mean, we've seen that happen. We played a lot of basketball before. We've seen that happen. Hell, we used to make a living off that. We would let people get out, you know, 12, 13 points, they'd be on game point, we would come back and win. You know, and that happens, especially when it's a team that only has one true offensive player. Like, Wade is that every other night. But Jimmy is your only consistent offensive weapon. So you figure they play him, you know, the first 2.5 quarters. You know, you get to crunch time, he's tired. And then and then you got to hope Wade's not, you know, hurting or something. Rondo isn't scoring. You know, who's
yeah,
in the line?
It's...
You can't score a point in crunch time. Yeah. Can you hear
me? Hello? No, you get it. I'm talking to the other man. K-Down.
What's good?
Hello? Oh, okay. I didn't want to make sure you're on.
What's going on, Cal?
What up?
Yeah, we was talking about the Bulls and their ineffectiveness.
Man, then we talk about that weak ass chocolate.
Yeah, but of course we gotta get some other perspective on it. Well, everybody keeps saying
the same thing about
Hoiberg, but
man, it's not much to say about them garbage ass motherfuckers right now.
I mean, the problem is though, the Bulls. You know, it's not just one problem with the Bulls though. It's from the top down. So if you think about it, management with the Bulls, horrible. Coach, horrible. Players, they don't fit. There's just a bunch of names thrown together. Like, you're looking at old all-stars that you threw together. Hell, the ball boys need to go. you know, at this point, everyone needs, you know, they need to do a revamp.
At this point,
they're better off either A, trying to build around Jimmy, you know, get another superstar there. You know, they have the pieces that they can move. They can move Mirotic and McDermott. You know, someone will pick them up. Stretch fours and shooters, everyone wants them. They'll work better at someone else's system. You're not going to be able
I feel like McDermott will be more effective in somebody else's system, but I can't really see him. I can see him going overseas and playing effectively. I can't see him playing in the NBA.
He was a great player. You got to remember, we waited, 3 years for him. He was a great player overseas. The problem is his coaching. He isn't being developed. He's still young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a young player. If you put him with, let me think, put him with a Doc Rivers or someone who will actually develop what he can do, you know, who will run an offense through him correctly, I bet you he could easily be a 20-7 player. Easy. Because he can
shoot. Have you seen his shooting percentage lately?
Have I seen what?
His shooting percentage lately?
Lately? I mean, like I said, I don't finish out Bulls games, so. But, I
agree with the move, Mirotić. Even though I was one of his biggest hype fans, I was like split star to Busta Rhymes when he came to him before he came over. He just let me down. He shot me in the face. But I agree with moving him, McDermott. I keep him and just try to coach him on defense because he's good on offense. He's been providing points for us off the bench. It's just. He's a huge liability on defense.
He is.
And I think the only people that they should keep on that team, that's on their team right now, is Jimmy, Wade, and Wade only before the leadership.
Right.
Michael Carter-Williams, Denzel Valentine, and Doug McDermott. Them the only ones. Everybody else to me can go, including coach, including mascot.
Yeah,
including the owner, everybody can go.
Okay. But see, this is the problem. This is the
problem. What the mascot do to y'all? That's what I want to know.
Everyone got to go. The mascot been messing up.
Benny is part of this too. He's part of the team as well.
He needs to be held accountable for allowing this to continue.
Benny not even hitting his half court shots during halftime no more. Benny just fucking up.
But see, this is the problem. This is the problem with. With everything. No one is going to pick up Rondo. No one is going to pick up Lopez. Both of them are overpaid. Lopez is playing great this year. I will give him that. He's playing a lot better than I anticipated. He's one of their better players right now. But no one is going to want to pick them up for what they're being paid. Taj Gibson, they should have traded him about 2 years ago, honestly.
We still can get rid of Taj to Portland if we wanted to.
To who? Portland?
Mm-hmm.
Portland needs a big guy bad.
Yeah, but who are we going to get from him?
We find the third string bench warmer to trade for Todd Gibson.
I would get the guy that no one knows in salary.
I mean, that makes sense. If you can get rid of him for a draft pick or something, because let's be real, Portland probably isn't even making the playoffs this year. So they'll probably be in the draft. So if you can grab a draft pick from him, then it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if you look, it depends on what the Bulls want to do. See, the Bulls can't decide what they want to do. They're always in this half rebuild, half build around state, win now state. They need to decide what they want to do, and then they need to commit to it. They're not committing to anything. Mm-hmm. Since they had those two winning seasons under Thibodeau, they have not committed to anything. You know, Paxson does not. Go ahead, Cal.
No, you can go on offense.
I don't think, Paxson and them, they don't want to spend the money for players. They don't like taking chances on, rough around the edges players. If DeMarcus popped up, I don't think they would go for him. Or I think they'd mess it up. DeMarcus Cousins, would be – right. DeMarcus Cousins
some
would
type
be
of
perfect for Jimmy Butler. They need to do something. Because
I think if they do pull the gun on DeMarcus, I think what they'll do is they'll pull the gun too hard and give up way too much.
Well, what would you give up for him, though?
if I was the GM, I'd give up Mirotić, Taj,
right.
And even though I don't want to, Doug.
Right. I don't think that's
yeah.
I think that would be perfect, but they would also have to throw in a draft pick, and that's when they're going to get messed up. Because then
throw,
you have to
throw
realize.
In the draft pick. Throw in the
okay,
draft
but
pick
look.
If you can keep that core that you have, as far as like Jimmy Butler, Michael Carter Williams, they need to ink his ass to a long term deal now. But if they can get him with that core, Michael Carter Williams, Denzel Valentine, and Jimmy Butler, we good.
Right.
Then all we got to do is get a complimentary big man, which I think we already have in Felicio or however the hell you say his name, just so Cousins won't have to do too much on defense.
So, but then you still have Robin Lopez. Robin Lopez is there for what? I want to say 4 years. I think he signed a 4-year contract. Did he sign a 2 or 4 years?
Yeah, but
he loves a lot of money on him.
We got the better end of that deal. Look at what New York got to eat with motherfucking Noah now.
Yeah, no.
Hey.
Well, you know what, though? That's not
Noah.
Noah
wasn't great, but he's a hungry. He's a hungry
right.
player.
No, they knew what they were getting with Noah, and that coach isn't running Noah correctly. Like, you have
Nah, they didn't know what they was getting with Noah. They should have looked at his numbers. What they thought was, oh, Thibodeau's overworking Noah. That's why his numbers are down. No, Noah is just his legs got too many miles on him, and he ain't got it in him no more. He's a backup.
Hey, he ain't had no problem when he came in. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, no, he picked us apart. Him and Rose.
But I
don't know. I
want to throw this out there. What do y'all think about Mark Jackson becoming the coach?
I mean, we saw what he did for Golden State.
Right.
You know, we saw what
and
he did for Golden State.
And I don't think he get enough credit for that because, you know, as soon as Kerr came in, it's like it was like a well-polished team. And
I think they played him. He should have got a ring.
Well, I mean, he built that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I think
he definitely
built. He was the president. He was the president of operations there too, I think, wasn't he?
He had
a lot of
I'm not sure.
He definitely
revamped that team.
He had a lot
going
on personnel movement, which is all what Thibodeau wanted. Thibodeau wanted say so in personnel. Like,
right.
Thibodeau, like, man, I'm the coach. Let me coach who I want to coach.
Right.
But they didn't want to do that.
Well, they were stupid.
Which I don't think
Thibodeau is bad. Like, realistically, Thibodeau had a winning record the whole time he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there was, what was it, 1 year they didn't make the playoffs? The first 2 years, they were like the number one, or the second and third year, they were like the one seed in the NBA. Like, you don't
need
to let
that
they made
the playoffs every year up under him. They made the playoffs every year up under him. I think the first year we just got put out in, like, the first round or some shit like that.
Yeah, well, that's because we played Boston that year. That's the year that Rose, Ben Gordon, and all of them were going at it.
Yeah,
I remember that. So, I mean, you know, Thibodeau was a great coach. All they had, what they should have done, if what's-his-name was such a great, you know, offensive coach, they should have had him as an assistant because we all know Thibodeau can't coach offense. You know, it is what it is. He's not a great offensive
right.
coach.
Right. Yeah, his defense definitely winning those games.
His defense winning championships.
No,
true,
but
you still
I think I hear what he's saying. You got if the dude is so effective at offense, he would have been a great assistant coach. Tibbs had defense, which is definitely shown in, you know, the seasons that he was here.
But
right.
You know what? Tibbs was not against bringing in an offensive-minded coach. It's just he wanted the coach that he wanted to pick his offensive-minded coach. But they were
right.
like, no, we're going to pick him. And that's when they butted heads. Thibodeau like, how you going to make me work with someone?
Yeah. I think we all know Garpax, they're not a great front office. Like, a lot of what they do is based off who they know. You know, we all made a big deal over when they got into it with Vinny Del Negro. And I think now we're starting to see why. You know, they make bad decisions, and then they put a lot of pressure on their coaches. when things go wrong.
Yeah, and then there's shit we got to live with.
Right.
Yep. As fans.
Yeah, so I think there's so many good moves you can make, and sometimes I'll be scratching my head on some of the moves that they make.
I scratch my head on almost all the moves, honestly. Because, I mean, to me, realistically, getting rid of Rose for Wade didn't make sense. It to me, personally. I get why they did it.
I agree with that.
I get why.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, if you think about it, Rose and Wade stayed probably out of the game just as consistently as
right.
either or.
Right.
But you know
like,
what?
I think the only thing that Wade brings is leadership.
Right,
it
I think that's, I guess that must be an important thing.
It was a lot of things behind closed doors with the whole Rose thing that haven't came out yet. But I tell people, like, everybody keep on saying, oh, it's Jimmy's fault. Jimmy was the reason. And Jimmy was the reason why Tibbs got fired. Jimmy said he couldn't work with Tibbs. But the first thing Tibbs did as soon as he left Chicago and signed that contract with Minnesota was actually offer a trade for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
now,
I remember.
Once did,
they were trying to get
now,
Chris
once
Bryant
did he look, not once did he look Rose way. Not once did he inquire about Noah. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing he did was offer a trade for Jimmy Butler for that fifth pick.
Right. Right. Well, I think we all know Rose is the problem. Like, let's be real. We're all from Chicago, and we know how Chicago do the job. We ain't the easiest people to deal with. And Rose is, like, the quintessential Chicago person. So, he can say, I'm cool with this and that. You know, I just want a ball. But Rose ain't – I don't think Rose was as innocent as he tried to make himself out to be. I think he probably did have a problem with Jimmy Butler's
Rose
come up.
Rose was one of the most biggest problems, mainly because he is a Chicago street baller. I done told many
right.
people you cannot bring street ball into an NBA arena
in the
at
NBA.
All. That's why he
right.
always so hurt and shit. Cause you out here trying to end one of motherfucker, and you it's just
right.
it's not gonna work on those type of courts.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, he's don't get me wrong, he's an aggressive player, and you need an aggressive player, but you got to have a smart player, too. You got to be fundamentally sound. And I actually think that is one of the things that Wade brings. He brings fundamentally soundness, although he is a lot older. So it's vintage play, but you should be able to learn something from him. You know, working
right.
around Wade, Jimmy should definitely pick up stuff and get better. And
well,
I've seen him improve, but like I told K-Down, I just want to see him. If you're not being so effective on offense, I would like to see him move the ball around a little more. That's the only thing
right.
for Jimmy for me.
But I think we can already see, like, where Wade has helped Jimmy. Like, look at his confidence is skyrocketing. Like, he wants that ball at the end of the game. Like,
right.
if the game is on the line, he wants it. And he's hitting them shots. That's why you can't
really
say too much about Jimmy.
Wade is one of the best closers. You want Wade on your team as a closer. Lucky
oh, yeah,
we can't
definitely.
Get to that conversation today. Talk about Paul Pierce. No offense to Pierce. He's a great closer. And Melo ain't no damn closer.
Melo is a closer, man.
Melo ain't no damn closer. He's an opener.
He's,
Only time he closes good is when they win it.
I don't know, man. But I agree
no
with you. Wade is a great closer because I like Melo as my closer personally. Just I think it's more so because he gives you so many different weapons.
Yeah.
Wade is a great closer because during the closing minutes, he goes back to that Chicago street ball. He don't give two
yeah.
fucks about what goes on with his body. He put his body on
right.
the line in the closing minutes, especially if you lose.
Yeah, I agree. Hold on a second, y'all. Hold on just a second.
Yeah. So this is a question. Unfortunately, we're going to have to come back next time because we are out of time today. Appreciate you coming on for a little bit, KDM.
Oh.
And
no problem.
Ryan. Hello.
Hey, sorry, my wife just got home.
Yeah, so that's actually a good thing because we actually got to close up the show. So we're going to come back to these topics and stuff like that, man. But I want to say appreciate you for coming on, Ryan.
Nah, no problem. Anytime.
All right, man. I'm going to holler at y'all. It's Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul. I'm checking out.
Later, y'all.
All right, later.